In the last minute, I described how using views as a KPI for content producers creates an unintended race to the bottom for eyeballs that ignores brand and audience strategy in favor of random clicks. This kind of overly tactical measurement is common across all sorts of digital measurement, and some of the solutions to the problem are interesting, even if you're not in the content business. Solution number one, define your target audience and measure whether content is consumed by that audience. Every business should be doing this across their entire digital presence. It isn't just content that often appeals to random visitors. The same is true for digital marketing campaigns that often hide bad audience under a deluge of clicks. Second, measure behavior after the view, not the view itself. If it's good content and the right audience, it ought to deliver subsequent readership. The secret to understanding content consumption sites is to realize they're like software as a service businesses. For a SaaS business, annual recurring revenue is the golden metric, the measure of your ongoing business based on your committed customers. For content consumption sites, returning readers are the same core asset. If you can measure whether content creates returning readers, you've got truly strategic measurement. And finally, and this was a tip I picked up at the Hub, use your target audience as a denominator when expressing content performance. A piece of content targeted to gamers has a different total audience than one whose target is biotechnicians or all teenagers. Not only is content audience share a more reflective metric for the producer, it lets those content creators measure and understand their progress in addressing and building an audience over time. And that, my friends, not incentives to clickbait, is what a good content consumption metric is supposed to do.